We are gathered here today to celebrate
an American institution.
An American institution.
The Boy Scouts of America.
Today is National Boy Scout Day.
National Boy Scouts Day.
On my honor, I will do my best
Boy Scout.
To do my duty.
You're quite the Boy Scout.
To God and my country and to obey the Scout law.
And a Boy Scout is always what?
Always be prepared, Boy Scout.
Bring out the Boy Scout.
Let's go.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Cub Scouts is more fun than Boy Scouts.
What's the difference?
Well, Cub Scouts didn't leave you in the middle of the woods with an orange and a stick match to survive.
Digital HD.
I don't remember what badge that was, but it was scary. I was a scout of the streets. Here.
Tough guy.
Talk about it coming up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I guess I should explain myself, Karina, on this Boy Scout thing.
You got some explaining to do, Tom.
You got some explaining to do. So you, growing up outside of Sunbury, there, 7 points, never got the chance to join the, what are you, first a brownie and then a Girl Scout?
I believe so.
Something like that?
If I did, I would have just joined for the cookies.
To sell them or eat them?
Second one.
Okay. I grew up in a different age. Everybody was joining the Cub Scouts, so I joined. It was kind of neat. And then you graduated into Boy Scouts, and then, seriously, I lost interest. But I was afraid to tell my parents because I thought they wanted me to be an Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to Life, I think it was called. Yeah, the Life badge, which is right before you go on to your Eagle Scout, and kind of lost interest. I was heavily into sports, like you were, so the sports started taking over, and it was about the same time that I realized that girls were kind of cool. So, and there weren't any girls in the Boy Scouts.
Right.
So, and I wanted to get a job to help my family because we were in a tough time back then. So I told my dad, thinking he was going to say, no, you don't quit. You stay until you make it to Eagle Scout.
Can you go back and get your GED in Boy Scouts?
What a great idea. I mean, maybe I could.
I don't know.
At 62, can I become an Eagle? Pennsylvania's oldest Eagle Scout, Tom Morgan. So, yeah, I did it for a while. I do remember they were going to drop me in the middle of the woods with a raw egg, an orange, and 2 stick matches or something.
Did they do that for everybody or just you?
This is what I was wondering. Maybe this had nothing to do with the badge. Maybe they just said, drop Tom in the woods and get rid of him, please.
Maybe your parents put him up to it. They put a hit out on you.
Not my mama. My dad would, though. I'd see if he's a real man. I don't know. When we were getting to that stage, it was like, survival? What?
Yeah.
Eating crickets and stuff? No.
That was called Camp Mount Luther for me. We were like, let's haul this big igloo atop a mountain that everybody half slid off before we got up there. Then we get warned about bears and that there's no toilet. And then we'll stay there for a couple days. That was fun.
So that was not Girl Scouts. That was like church camp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello to Chad Hirschberger.
Yes.
Our very own Chad out there at the
camp. He was there, Bambi, a long time ago. And then he took over. I was there from second grade all the way until I couldn't go anymore. And they said, you're too old. Get out.
Oh, okay. And Bambi wasn't the same once they shot her mother away.
You just took that morbid route.
Wrong Bambi?
Wrong one.
Sorry.
Right church, wrong cue.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
No more Boy Scout talk. We will update you on the Olympics. Karina has that. Also on the way, Jimmy Kimmel, late night TV. We have a merger in the airline industry.
Mm-hmm. This should be good.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Big mergers on the way between Spirit and Frontier Airlines. They've agreed to come together, and if the deal goes through, they would be the 5th largest airline in the country and also the worst. Frontier and Spirit believe that by combining their assets, they will have almost enough seatbelts for all their passengers.
We shouldn't do this again, but it's so much fun.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Do you go to sleep with this music? Oh, wait, that's Kevin. Never mind.
That's Kevin. Yeah, that's it. He's our official Olympic freak. But now, for you, the listeners of Central PA, here's Karina Carr with today's Olympic update. Please tell me we moved up from 14th in the medal count. Please tell me.
We did. We're at number 10.
That's it?
Yep. And that's just as I'm seeing right now. Again, they're like light years ahead of us as far as time-wise, so that could be changing. But right now, yes, it's showing 10. And those stinking Russians are at number 1.
Or is it the ROC, Russian
it's
Olympic
ROC.
Committee?
Yeah. Yeah, you know me.
Because Russia's not allowed because they cheated a long time ago.
I know.
But the ROC is allowed. What does that mean to the average person? We don't know.
It means they're smarter than us. They were able to get back in it by changing a letter or two.
Cheating. Imagine that. That's interesting. What is happening today in the Olympics?
They've got the half-pipe snowboarding going live, which I love watching that. It's always so cool. I can ski like a champ, but you put me on a snowboard and it's like Bambi learning how to walk.
Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah.
Me too.
They've got the freestyle skiing, awarding the medals to the luge people that made it through in more ways than one.
I saw on Facebook last night two luge dudes laying on top of each other, and the cloud above the guy in the top says, "Do you know what you're doing?" And the guy in the bottom says, "No, me either." Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's like a human ice sandwich.
Like two drunk guys could do that on Line Street in Sunbury when it snows. They close the street, just get on the sled and go.
It's just hose them down, and then when it freezes, then they stick together.
There you go. Like putting your tongue in a flagpole.
I know.
Anyway,
and
so
then
what
later
else?
Tonight, okay. It's the alpine skiing and the women's slalom.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of a snowy event tonight for the Olympics.
And I did see that yesterday, Ryan Cochran Siegel won a silver medal in the men's Super G 50 years after his mom won.
Getting an Olympic medal is definitely a dream, so it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Isn't it neat to follow in your family's footsteps?
And exactly, like 50 years, like on the mark. That's pretty cool. Meant to be.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Anyway, so we'll continue. Olympic covers. Do we need the music again? Where is it?
You can't help yourself, so just do it.
No, I seem to have lost it. Whatever. We'll continue, though, with the Olympic updates with Karina every morning because Kevin gives her the information on what to say. You can scream Kevin now if you want.
Like, Kevin!
Yeah, that's it.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, we've got news, we've got sports, and we've got AccuWeather.
It sounded like Home Alone there. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Yesterday, if you were with us at this time, we gave you the 10 grossest words in the English language.
Curd. Putrid. Ooze. Mucus. Fester. Splooge. Moist. Seepage. Phlegm. Pus.
And we posted, do you have one that wasn't on the list? And boy, did they, huh?
Yeah. First of all, I just realized, what is splooge? I've actually never heard of that one.
You may have to Google it.
Okay.
I don't think I should explain.
Mm. So did I just open mouth, insert foot there?
Yeah.
Karen said scab.
That word's been around forever. Absolutely right.
You
Good
immediately
job.
Think of people picking at it, too.
That's right, because that's what your mom used to say. Stop picking your scab.
You're going to have a scar.
You know, you were a kid, you ran around, you got scuffed up knees, and then, like, it was summertime, so you get sweaty, and all of a sudden your knee scab, and you'd be itching it and or scratching it, or what's the difference between itching and scratching? I don't know. Anyway.
Are you loving this visual?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Rebecca Maggot.
Oh,
yes. It makes her gag even typing it right now.
Oh, so she typed it and got sick. Yeah. Sorry about that, Rebecca. But yes, maggot. Yeah. It's,
but the winner of the day yesterday was my hated word, moist.
See, now, you picked the winner because you hate that word. I don't see anything wrong with it. Grandma's brownies are nice and moist.
Well, like I said, food, I can deal with. But
I think Duncan Hines even used that as an advertising campaign at one time.
Yeah.
You know, chocolatey moist. Duncan Hines. And you don't like that word? A lot of women don't like that word.
Like I said, if it's like cake or food, I'm okay. But me schwitzing in the summer in the middle of August, and I'm like, I'm moist. That just doesn't sound right. No.
Well, maybe you shouldn't say you're moist. You should say
people say it, though. They're like, you're looking a little moist. Like you see little beads of sweat on your face. And
you're looking a little moist?
Yes, I've had people say that.
I said this break wasn't going to go that long, but now here we are.
Hot-blooded. Just saying.
Is that in that? I bet you it's in that song.
It probably is.
I'm hot-blooded. Look how moist I am. That's disgusting.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Before we do an up next, we should probably apologize for some of the things that were just said.
Continue your Cheerios now.
Yes. Commence breakfast.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You go ahead and talk on the radio because I'm over here doing my workout.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
I am.
Your coffee doesn't count as weights, buddy.
It's not going to take long.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a minute. I'm back. I was reading this morning. It's called a 3-second workout.
That's my kind of workout.
Yeah, me too. It caught my attention. I was like, a new study shows that lifting weights for just 3 seconds can improve your muscle strength. What does that mean, muscle strength?
That means instant gratification.
That's exactly what it means. I'm thinking 3-second workout.
Research proves that you can build muscle mass in just 3 seconds a day. Now get pumped with the 3-second weightlifting workout.
Okay, you want to pull them up? Take them down.
Okay.
All right, we're done.
Thank you.
The 3-second weightlifting workout. You'll notice amazing results in as little as 2 years. No, lifting a 6-pack of beer and putting it in your refrigerator may give you a better workout. 6-pack abs, probably not going to happen.
There's always that fine print.
Yeah, and the 6-pack workout.
Mm-hmm.
That lifting it up, putting it in the fridge.
Oh, right, not drinking it? Oh, darn.
Well, that'll come Sunday for the Super Bowl, so lift it up, put it in. Lift it up, put it in the fridge. Lift it up. Are you working with me, people? Lift it up, put it in.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, news is coming up next. We've got some good news on the other side.
Yep, a passerby saving a woman and a child from a house fire.
We heard the news, now the good news. A happy time in a school when the school custodian finally becomes a U.S. citizen.
They're so excited for him.
And hey, Sunbury's coming up on 250 years.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
And we got grand marshals for the big 4th of July parade.
Woohoo!
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
So, this nighttime custodian at an Illinois school was studying hard to become a U.S. citizen. Nobody really paid too much attention to this janitor, or so he thought. He worked at an elementary school, studied off-duty, and became a U.S. citizen, and they held an assembly for him. Congratulations to Leo Magalang. You are now, listen to him, Leo.
I know,
Leo,
I love it.
Isn't it great? He is now a U.S. citizen.
Congratulations.
That warms my heart. Good news.
And, you know, I've been in burning cars, but never in a house fire. And I'll tell you what, this is pretty cool. A Wyoming man rescued a woman and a child from their house.
He gave this mother and her little boy a fighting chance. His actions were the difference between life and death, truly. He didn't have time to think. He knew what he thought was the right thing to do, and he acted. It's more likely than not that by the time emergency crews got here, it would have been too late for mom and that little boy.
Deputy Jason Maurer talking about Ryan Passborg's brave actions. Could have passed by, but chose not to and saved their lives.
That's good news. Good news, Sunbury. You're coming up on your 250th birthday, and the grand marshals for the 4th of July parade have been picked. Senator John Gordner, and of course, our very own Linda Schlegel-Culver. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
WQKX. Next.
More late night TV on the way. Kimmel's going to give his thoughts on the Olympics. Is anybody watching? Birthday buddies and more.
Morgan in the Morning.
Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
The Olympics are underway and the words on everyone's lips are, oh, they are? Friday was the opening ceremony in Beijing. Did you watch the opening ceremony? Yeah, that's what I was talking about. This country's not a happy place right now. There are uprisings happening all around us. Even a group of fourth graders has had enough.
What do we want? Chocolate! When do we want it? Now!
Students say that delicious drink needs to come back to class. Officials say they hear the students loud and clearly.
That's a peaceful protest for chocolate milk. This is where Gandhi and Sonny the Coco for Cuckoo Pups bird intersect, right there.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Yeah, look who's back.
You missed it. I know, I didn't say it. I'm sorry, I'm out of practice.
She is out of practice. Ladies and gentlemen, Lynn Hall is back. Yes. And we couldn't be happier.
Thank you. I couldn't be happier either. Good grief.
Do you feel okay, my dear?
I'm okay. I'm all right. It comes and goes.
Were you climbing the walls?
Oh, yeah. Jeez, that's for sure.
Even the cats were too, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It was a sad thing.
Hey, let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays before we do the locals. Julio Jones is 33 today. He's a wide receiver in the NFL for the Atlanta Falcons. Cecily Strong from SNL, 38. The Big Show from WWE.
Big
what the hell
show.
Is he? He's 50 years old, though.
Oh, okay.
The Big Show. Okay, Stephanie Courtney is 52 today. She is Flo in the Progressive commercial.
I love her.
I absolutely love her.
Well, most people know that bundling home and auto saves you money.
Keep saying your word.
But did you know that new customers who bundle and save with Progressive can save an average of $800?
She plays both parts of that commercial.
She does. Great. Keep saying your words.
But when she says, she answers the door and she says, you wanted me to come over to talk insurance? Yeah. And she says, no, you talk insurance.
You talk insurance.
And she's doing it just so the baby will fall asleep.
Sleeping baby. Pretty much
how I feel about insurance. Sleeping baby. Hey, Vince Neil from Motley Crue is 61 today.
Okay. Mm.
Nick Nolte is 81 years old today. Nick Nolte, he's
like what I want to be if I make it to 81. I want to be the cranky old man.
A curmudgeon.
Nolte. Oh, you're already light years away.
Yeah. What was the movie? How's your wife?
Mean as a snake.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, exactly. Ted Koppel is 82 years old today.
And his hair's 84.
This is Nightline.
He still has hair?
I don't know.
It doesn't move. I think it's a helmet.
It's a helmet.
Anyway, and composer John Williams is 90 years old today.
Wow.
Star Wars, nothing but Star. Whatever.
Okay.
So good to have you back. Lad.
Thank you. It's glad to be back.
Hey, we're going to do the local celebrities. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
You guys are perfect. Happy birthday to Aaron Stauffer from Danville, 45.
Billy Stitt is 45. Happy birthday. Cindy Taylor, 66 today.
Happy birthday, Craig Gordon from Sunbury, 58.
Dorothy Zambrowski from Port Treviton is 63.
Harry Reichner, 56 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Harry. I know him. Jenna Williams, 61 today.
Kristen Howarder is from Herndon, and she's 59. Happy birthday.
Laura Diggin from Ranshaw, 36 today. Happy birthday to Linda Buckles. She's 61. Mandy Schwum from Winfield is 40 today.
Melissa Klein, the Nifty 50, happy birthday.
Ryan Zimmerman, I wonder if that's associated with a certain car lot.
Oh.
34 today, happy birthday, no. Ryan.
And William Hawkins from Sealands Grove, 68 today.
Another car lot. Happy
there
birthday
you go.
There. Yeah, anything on Facebook Messenger, Karina?
Robin Tasker and Sunbury, happy birthday.
You could use Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. We missed you talking about that beautiful black box over
thing
there.
That rings every now and then over there.
Yeah, the Ford Fun Line.
Yes, that.
Or you can text us or what else? Oh, email.
Email.
Stork. Whatever.
Stork.
Every day at this time.
It's birthday buddy.
Hey.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We're getting closer to the Billie Eilish concert in State College.
And the last 2 days to qualify.
Maybe we should qualify. Three lucky people coming up. What do you think? Your thoughts?
I am all on board with this.
You want to go ahead and do it?
Let's do it.
All right. If you're listening right now, don't go anywhere.
WQKX. 94KX.
This is 94KX.
Call now.
My name is Billie Eilish.
The artist is requiring all attendees of this event to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or to have received a negative diagnostic COVID-19 test within 48 hours prior to entering the venue.
Ford Fun Line wide open right now. 1-800-326-94KX.
Billie Eilish coming up Thursday, and we'll let you know who's the big winner. We got 2 more days to qualify.
Out at the BJC, that's the Bryce Jordan Center, we're going to make you the happiest listener in Happy Valley just by putting you in a limo with our very own Sam Tyler.
It's going to be a blast. Again, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Ring the phone. How do you do that?
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good morning, 94KX. Who's this?
This is Bob Mall.
Bob Mall. I know you.
So you're disqualified because you know Karina. Sorry, we can't take your call. You're not
supposed to say you know people. Somebody out there is putting on Facebook right now, well, the new girl Karina's already cheating on contests.
I don't know who you're, what you're talking about.
There you go. That's better, Bob. That's better.
Where you're you quick.
From? Where are you from, Bob?
Northumberland.
See? Karina didn't know where you were from.
I don't know. I'm from Adam or Bob.
Whatever. But hey, you're qualified to go see Billie Eilish.
That's good.
94.1 WQKX.
We were both young when I first saw you.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, listen to it now. Look it up later because it's adorable. We all like to play with our children if they want to play. Did you have one of those Fisher-Price things where you had the all the little plastic cans of food and you ran them over the register and all that?
Yep, my dad was my best customer.
Oh, was he really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. I absolutely love dads who take time to play with their kids. So dads listening, be one of those dads, okay? Back on track here. Mom decides she wants to have a little fun with her kid and tell her that her debit card has been denied.
But how are you paying, ma'am? Cash or debit?
My debit card.
Okay, well, where's your debit card?
It's not over here.
Ma'am, I need a payment in order to let you leave with your groceries.
It's right here. It's right here. And it go like this. Push right in.
Very good.
Ma'am, I'm sorry your card was declined. I can't let you take the groceries.
What? Everybody in reality goes Karen and wants to speak to the manager.
This may not have happened a couple times in my 20s.
Oh?
Well, you know.
Do we want to talk about it now or later?
No, let's just forget I said it.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Tom and Karina decorate cookies. Have we known each other long enough to decorate cookies together?
I think we have, yeah.
I think it's kind of a personal thing, don't you think?
Mm, well, we're going to try it.
We're going to try to make some beautiful delights. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just making up words. The name of the business is Beautiful Delights. And we have Natalie Logan with us. Are you sure you want us to help you make cookies?
I will have you help me, but I probably won't hire you.
we'll just be an ego boost for you.
Yes, yes.
That's a great way to put it. This is a Try It Tuesday, but we're not going to hire you guys. That's excellent.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Try It Tuesday with cookie decorating for Valentine's Day. And we'll talk about cookies all year long in Denver.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It smells so delicious in here right now.
I love my job.
Yeah, I love my job every day. It is Try It Tuesday, and we've got Beautiful Delights in the studio. Natalie Logan is with us. I don't know much about this business, but I'm looking at your cookies, and they're gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
Where are you guys located? The Danville area?
The Danville area, technically Mooresburg. So if you're ever driving along 642, you blink and you miss it. It's a lovely
town.
Place.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do these wonderful cookies out of your house, but you're all legit, right?
Oh, yes. Yep. You go through the PA Department of Agriculture to become a limited food establishment. And that way you can be a licensed home bakery.
And all you make is cookies?
Lots and lots of cookies. Lots of, like, you know, sugar cookies. But
okay.
Not just plain old vanilla. I have...
These are adorable and beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So these look like great Valentine treats, but from what I understand, you've already moved on to the next holiday?
Oh, yes. I sold out of Valentine cookies in about a day and a half. So I'm already thinking on Easter designs. My brain is always going to the next holiday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Typically decorating cookies for one holiday and buying cookie cutters for the next one.
Gotta stay one step ahead.
Oh, yes.
All right. So how long have you been doing this?
About 4 years.
So you already came out of Christmas. How'd that work out for you?
Wonderful. It was busy. December, I don't get a lot of sleep, but...
Really? You're like one of Santa's elves or something.
I am. I'm so sorry if you don't see me in December.
So people seeing these treats, and we're going to help you decorate some, but...
Yes.
Karina, are they going to look like those there on the tray?
Nope. It's going to look like a five-year-old did a finger painting.
Just pick any cookie on that tray and tell me how long it took you to decorate it.
It could be anywhere from the one I'm going to make you guys decorate today is probably going to take less than a minute, but there are some cookies that take 45 minutes.
Are you kidding me? For one cookie to decorate?
The dry time of the icing, sometimes piping little leaves, piping little lines. Cookies are a labor of love. So if you know a cookie decorator, give them a hug the next time you see them.
It's an art form, yeah.
Looking at these cookies, you're very huggable, lady, because these are wonderful.
And they smell so good. I'm like 2 inches from them, just salivating.
Well, pick out a cookie, Karina, and ask her about it, because there's so many on the tray.
Favorite. Well, I love this unicorn one because the young kids, like the young age group, are all, but the girls, most of them, it's all about the unicorn lately.
It really is. It has been for years. They're mm-hmm. Unicorns are never going out of style.
No. No, and you really even do aren't. Like little, I say, there's a box here, mm-hmm. and it's a little favor box. You can put it on, a bottle of wine?
Yeah, it can slip right on a bottle of wine.
And then for weddings, you do kind of the little favors?
Yes, wedding favors are a wonderful idea. I mean, they're so pretty. It can be personalized any way you want.
We got a wedding expo coming up.
Yes.
You go ahead now and tell us that you're part of the wedding expo.
Oh, yes. I will be there, and I will have samples of a couple of flavors.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Love
as busy
it.
As you are, you're going to hang at the venue at Liberty Valley with us on the 20th of February.
I sure will.
Well, thank you.
I think maybe a bride and groom is in order, a cookie.
Bride and groom cookie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, why not?
Beautiful delights.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, no problem.
You
this
are so
great.
Happy.
That, I know.
Is that from sniffing cookie icing? I don't know.
No, she's on a sugar high.
I've always been this way.
Yeah.
Bubbly people.
I love it. I'm the same. You get more flies with honey than vinegar.
I'm also an occupational therapist, and one of my patients just named me Happy Tappy.
Yeah.
Which Happy she used to Tappy. Call me all the time. She never called me by my name.
They always call me Karina Hyena. In high school, which you can guess why. I love to laugh. There you go.
Natalie, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Morgan in the Morning. Presenting Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the top gifts men and women want for Valentine's Day. Now, this is a big survey, all right? So,
somehow I think they're not going to match up very well.
Yeah. You do the women first.
All right.
Okay? Because it's a little bit different than people think. The top things women want this year?
A card.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Flowers, chocolate or candy, a nice dinner out, and jewelry are the top ones.
All right. Now on a guy, the top gifts are a card. Really? A nice dinner out. Coming in at number three, sexual favors, chocolates or candies, and in fifth place, nothing. Guys don't want anything.
Yeah.
Now, 21% of men said they don't mind getting nothing. 14% of women the same.
They're lying. See, this is why you guys can't figure us out.
WQKX. I've given up trying, actually.
I know.
I'm divorced.
Perfect case in point.
Coming up, 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Alicia Taylor this afternoon. And Sam Tyler tonight. There's your lineup. Our parting shot today is a pretty funny ad campaign. It's called Miller 64 Beer because, obviously, it only has 64 calories. But they've decided to bring a mathematician to do the world's dumbest contest, a numbers game.
It's beer and math. They had to make it simple.
Today's parting shot.
I'm Ken Ono. And I'm a mathematician. I'm a world expert in number theory.
And why are you here today?
I believe there's an equation that you need my help with. I hope to be remembered as someone who tackled and solved difficult math problems.
So, we're having some trouble determining the answer to this equation. What number is smaller, 80 or 64?
64.
Thank you, you're done.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.